Good afternoon. Beautiful sunshine in progress across interior New York and New England as high pressure is dominating the weather picture today. That sunshine will carry us up to the high 40s and lower 50s on average by the end of the afternoon. And with less wind than yesterday, it'll be much more comfortable on this first day of April. A weak front will shear off to our north and west tonight, producing some clouds during the overnight period, perhaps a spotty shower, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, a few pings of sleet possible in these locations as temperatures drop below freezing, but on average, overnight lows will only be down in the lower and middle 30s. This will set us up for another good-looking day tomorrow behind the front. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a breeze out of the west, and temperatures again in the lower 50s. A disturbance will head our way with a warm front on Thursday, producing mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a late-day shower, but highs again will still be right around 50 degrees. A more potent system will emerge out of the middle of the country and head our way for the day on Friday. We'll start out with sunshine, clouds will be on the increase, and by the end of the day, we'll have a pretty good chance of showers. Highs on Friday again will be near 50 degrees. Overnight Friday night into the early morning period on Saturday, as that system passes through, that's when we'll see our best chance of a steadier rain throughout the region. With just scattered showers on Saturday afternoon and a developing northwest breeze, temperatures will hold in the upper 40s. A little cooler for the second half of the weekend. Despite a return to full sunshine, it'll be breezy with highs in the mid-40s on Sunday. We'll start to rebound early next week back up into the 50s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across northwestern Texas and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas into western Missouri. In northwest Texas, moderate instability levels are expected with favorable shear profiles for supercells. However, the severe threat will be more conditional due to weak convergence and lack of forcing for storm development. In the Kansas City area, warm advection on the nose of a developing low-level jet stream will result in scattered showers and storms by afternoon from eastern Kansas into central Missouri, but this initial round will be non-severe with weak instability. Later in the evening, though, and overnight, stronger lift and a more substantial northwest surge of moisture will occur, with storms developing over eastern Kansas and moving into western Missouri. Thermodynamic profiles, as well as effective shear, will favor severe hail. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 5 above zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 77, set in 1986, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, perhaps a few pings of sleet in the mountains, and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds and milder today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, milder today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy Thursday, a late-day shower possible around 50. Some morning sun followed by clouds Friday, a late day shower 50, rain Friday night and Saturday morning, then mostly sunny and breezy Saturday afternoon with a scattered shower in the upper 40s, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool Sunday, mid-40s, and sunshine giving way to clouds Monday back into the lower and middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.